Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. And today we have a double feature for you, and that's talking about not only a new snippet from Kanye's unreleased Donda song, Believe What I Say, but also a look at this stem player that has been talked about for over a year now, and this is kind of the first visual we're getting from it. So the information is coming from Donda's Place on Instagram, 14.5k followers, and a lot of great Kanye content. So definitely follow them if you're watching this and you want more news and updates from other sources. So here you can see that it's this video clip and somebody has this thing in their hand, which is this pocket stem player. And in the background, and I can't play the music for copyright reasons, but in the background, you can hear a snippet of Believe What I Say. So let's start with the implications of this. The stem player was first talked about by Kanye in October of 2019 when he was doing the Jesus is King experience shows. And he was kind of controlling the performance from this handheld device. And he mentioned it on the Zain Lowe interview. It got mentioned by various people that were there that he had this thing. And Teenage Engineering is this company that makes these pretty sweet products. Like, I don't know what any of these do. I'm not a music person, a writer, but I kind of want one. I remember seeing these back in 2012. I believe it was Teenage Engineering. And just thinking how slick and cool they looked. And almost bought one just because, and then I saw the price and did not buy one. But what this means and seems to imply, given like the packaging around it, is that maybe this thing is ready for launch, ready for distribution after being worked on for so long. Some of you may remember a few months ago, I made a video talking about a product that Kanye was involved with that I couldn't mention. Like, I had seen it, I've been given information about it, but I was told I couldn't actually talk about it beyond just giving like a couple hints of things. This is not that. This is a completely different product from what I was shown, but it shares a similar space age aesthetic to it that you would imagine that someone like Kanye, who's obsessed with aliens, would have. But I would get the impression that this seems ready for sale if it's getting packaged like that and not just one that Kanye had laying around. Otherwise, you wouldn't see that wrapping. And clearly, somebody's around where these things are hearing unreleased Kanye music playing in the background. So it makes you wonder if Kanye's finally having people kind of come into a space where these things are being done, playing music, and if there's some momentum building. We do know that people have recently been going out to Wyoming for music making. That's, who was it? Sci-Hi just said he was back working on the album, and we know that the Yeezy Gap stuff is coming out in the next couple months, and we actually got photos of Yeezy Gap hoodies just the other day. So we have some stuff on the table. It feels like momentum's kind of building again after it fell off in October. So a little more information then on the song. So Believe What I Say, first shout out V-Rob here for putting this clip up. Kanye teased this on Twitter, and I believe it was when he was in Haiti. He's just on a boat cruising, and you have this snippet of Believe What I Say that's supposed to be on Donda. And you can see it has the Lauryn Hill intro, yo, 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 my men and my women, and then Kanye coming in with like, you need something unexpected, some form of weapon. You ask him to feel protected and still feel protected. Just one time for the record, just one time for the record. Don't agree with the message. Don't agree with the methods. Don't let them rest till you're laying at night. When the light comes on, when's the last time you let them know? Which might seem a little nonsensical. I do believe this is part of Kanye's process in the fact that he usually starts with the just na 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 to get the flow of it down and then starts putting in words, oftentimes without thinking about like the connectivity of the words, just getting the sounds that he wants. And then he'll start sitting down with other writers, other people, and kind of saying, what word do you think should go here? How could I improve this line? And that's sort of his process and why so many people get involved in the process. So this seems like it's not anywhere close to the final form. But when here we have Wyatt's 0929, who tried posting some lyrics from the snippet based on what they could hear. And you can see it says, some things you don't have to know, so small you laugh them off. Some things you don't have to know, which is what I hear too, might be a little different, but some things you don't have to know is what I was hearing as well, which looking at these original lyrics, it could be given that the intro is saying like my men and my women, and kind of setting up that relationship dichotomy. I wonder if Kanye could be going down that route, like in a relationship, there's some things you don't have to know. They're too small and you just laugh them off. Or if he's saying that to the public, there's some things you don't have to know about me, or just saying that to himself. Like, you know, there's some things you don't have to know. They're so small, just laugh them off. You don't have to care about everything the same way. So we'll see what that ends up being. He could scrap the song entirely at a moment's notice. So nothing's set in stone. The lyrics could be completely different by the time the album comes out, or the song not on it at all. But we do see three potential instances of how these lyrics could apply in terms of relationship dynamics and who the relationship is with somebody else, with the public, or with yourself, and how those lines might read in that case. And then here's the interview with Zane Lowe where Kanye just says, when we make a device, this portable stem player that we designed with Teenage Engineering for this album, happens at 66 minutes into the Zane Lowe interview. So that's where he first kind of shouted it out. And you can see they're referencing this pocket operator on the forum, audio bus. So people were definitely in on this and kind of looking for details on it in the audio world, right? And then you can see here from R. Kanye, there was this post of a review of the Jesus is King experience where they just mentioned that Kanye, in his own blue merch hat, West stood on a raised Savannah area as he played 10 Jesus is King tracks, seemingly controlling sound from a handheld device. So that was all the information that writer gave, was just, there's this weird handheld device and that's what he was using to control things. And then we got a little bit more from this interview, but now we're getting the pictures for the first time. And then a little bit of a dovetail of things. You may remember that Kanye was working with the Rick and Morty team because he's a huge Rick and Morty fan. He wanted to make an episode, be on an episode. They invited him. He actually went to the studio and spent a day hanging out and doing very Kanye things. We made a video on that where Dan Harmon talked about what it was like to have Kanye in the studio. But I don't know. This was like a similar time frame, right? Because Jesus is King experience was October 2019. And so here it's May 2019 and Teenage Engineering and Rick and Morty just happened to meet up right after Kanye started talking to Rick and Morty, right? So maybe it is coincidence. Maybe they were just doing a lot of branded content and Rick and Morty is such a huge property that it would make sense to make something like this for Rick and Morty. But Kanye could have been the middleman here in terms of just saying, hey, I'm working with these guys on this cool thing. And Rick and Morty, I love you. Teenage Engineering, do something with Rick and Morty and just introduce them. That's how my headcanon goes currently. But I'm guessing this is one of those things that, you know, you don't have to know. Just some things you don't have to know. And this is definitely one where I will probably never get an answer to who made the introduction. Was it coincidence or was it Kanye? That's a fun game to play, right? Coincidence or Kanye? Anyway, I think that's it for this video, but I'm hoping that this means there's some momentum in terms of Kanye getting ready to roll out a lot of stuff at once, because there was so much on the docket, especially when he announced West Day Ever last year, and then very few things manifested from that. So we're just kind of in this place of anticipation for anything to get moving. We know Kanye is not a slothful person. He is very diligent and kind of a workaholic. So we know things have been going on behind the scenes. We just haven't been hearing a lot about them at this point, but maybe this will start to be the tipping point, right? Like we're going to start getting more and more information, more snippets, and hopefully 2021 is the year we all want it to be in terms of Kanye releases of crossed genres and products. So if you're enjoying the video and you want to help us out, the easiest way is to like, subscribe, or comment, as any of those things tell YouTube this is a channel people enjoy. and they share it with others and tell them, hey, you may like this, so watch it. And then we also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, where we go line by line through Kanye's discography, giving narrative and thematic insight to what's going on. You can pick any song that we've covered, and it will absolutely change how you listen to that song and the album that it's on for the rest of your life. That is a Watching the Throne guarantee. So you can find that on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, wherever you listen to podcasts. We're currently releasing our Late Registration 2.0 episodes. And then the Graduation 2.0 episodes are currently coming out to our Patreon subscribers. So if you want to get episodes way earlier than what they appear on the public feed, you can join our Patreon. They're also ad-free on there. So that's patreon.com/KanyePodcast. And that's it for today. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.